Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
What are the dumb questions that people or employers ask an employment attorney? Let's ask Bob Mitchell. But as we're talking to him about that, if you have any questions about unemployment or whatever,
yeah,
1-877-764-2535. Bob?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Bob. Good.
Nice to talk to everybody again.
Yeah, you too.
Nice to have you.
So what are some questions that you get that you think, oh, my God?
The dumbest question, of course, is, are you going to charge me for this?
Right.
Do you?
The next dumbest question.
So wait, that's a yes?
That was my question.
That's always a yes.
That was my question.
It's always a yes. Never been a no.
Well, even if they call for a consultation to see if they have something, they won't be charged for that, right?
No. Usually on the telephone, I don't.
Right, okay.
But so we have people we've talked to for hours at a time and say, are you going to charge me for that? Yeah. Probably, I thought about this a lot over the weekend. The dumbest question I've probably gotten on a regular basis is when I've done sex harassment investigations. The way we do them, I have to set the context to this a little bit. The way we do them is my partner, Margaret, who I think you've met also, usually talks to the females and I talk to the males. And they've always been claims by women against men. And somehow, at the end of the discussion, the male, who usually confesses, asks me one question, invariably. Will my wife find out?
Oh, wow. Boy.
Hmm. What'd you answer?
I said, well, if you quit right now, maybe not.
Right. Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's a good way to do it. See? Ends the case and everything.
Yeah.
And they all quit.
Nice.
But it's a great line, will my wife find out? Hmm.
Right.
And then there is, with, do you think she'll be upset? Yeah, probably.
Oh, my God. Dennis, I don't want to be the wife.
How Dennis, would you know?
Dennis, can I stay at your house?
You never met the wife.
Right.
And the third one I'll tell you is, I had a case a number of years ago where a fellow was fired from one of the towns. And he was fired for having a rather violent disposition. Hmm. And he was armed to the teeth, as a matter of fact. And we had an arbitration.
Would he show up armed?
No, okay. He didn't show up. But I'm getting to that part.
All right.
We had an arbitration in one of the state office buildings, and this guy was considered loony enough that we had state troopers in the other room watching him.
Is that the official medical term, loony?
Yes,
loony enough.
No, that's my term.
Okay, gotcha.
And just before the hearings, actually there were two hearings, in between the two hearings, he had issued a kill list on the internet.
Oh, not good.
Doesn't help at all.
On the internet.
I was number four on the list.
Ooh. No way.
Wow.
And so once his next hearing, when the officers are watching, we're sitting in the next hearing, and he apparently decided he didn't like the union very well, because in the middle of the hearing, he comes up to me and says, will you take my case now and represent me? No.
Wow. Sorry, number four is on the
watch. Wow, I'm surprised you didn't say, will that get me off your list?
Yeah, or lower the list.
No, I don't think that'd be appropriate under the circumstances.
Or knock me down to number 20 on the list, at least.
If you're number four, who was one, two, and three?
I can't tell you that.
No. Right. No, you can't even tell us their position?
Oh, well, the head of the union, the HR head, and the union business agent.
Wow.
Right. So, business agent, I switched back and forth between three and four, depending on which day he had his list out.
Right. Oh, angry, yeah. Could be scratched out.
I would call number three and say, if something happens to you, can you let me know?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because the business agent lives up in one of the other towns quite a ways up the coast, and he called me up, because I've known him for years. He said, well, Bob, there's one good thing. Today you're ahead of me. So if they get you, I'll hear about it on the radio or the TV before he gets here. I'll be long gone.
Oh, right. I see.
He was number five on the list.
You want to have a warning, yeah. Right. A little heads up.
So,
now, you got to ask someone like this. Are they going to go like it's a countdown, or are they going to go with number one first, right? So are you doing top five, number five?
Oh, exactly.
I assumed it was number one.
Yeah. Now right. Number one with a bullet. Here's so-and-so.
Right. Are you saving the best one for last,
right,
or are you starting with the best one in case you get caught?
Right. Yeah. Yes. That's a toughie.
Yeah. He was going for the best first.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
We knew he wanted first.
So we're going to top
which was okay. Yeah.
You never know. Now, if he grew up listening to American Top 40 or one of those shows,
right,
it's like, now you start with the last one,
then
you work your way down. Number one's the big reveal, and you got to do the tease.
That's true. We're assuming here.
We've got to kill us, and we're counting them down. At number five.
And now the kill we've all been waiting for.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Number one this week on Kooky Looney Man's Top 10. Joe from Milford.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I just called in because I keep hearing people talk about how to kill the ticks. There's a product called Tick Tube that was developed by the Oxford Agricultural Department.
Like Oxford, Connecticut, or Oxford University?
Oxford University.
That makes more sense. No disrespect, but
no,
I live there.
Right. So what it does is it puts a little cotton ball inside a cardboard tube, and the cotton ball is treated with a poison that kills ticks. But the poison kills the ticks by getting on rodents, and the small rodents, rats, mice, things like that, chipmunks, they use the stuff to build little nests for themselves, and they get the poison on their own bodies. It doesn't hurt the mice or the rats, but it kills the little tiny baby ticks.
Nice.
I'm not sure.
I like that. Seems like a lot.
See, I like that.
Yeah. I don't care about ticks unless they're coming after me.
Right.
So, like, I want to put it on my clothes, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but you know something, if you put it on your clothes, you're exposing yourself to poison. Okay?
Yeah, I know. Jennifer will absolutely not spray herself.
Right.
Absolutely not. Yeah, well, she's a cancer nurse. She has seen too many things.
Yeah. 4 years ago, we were getting bit every time we walked out of my house. Okay? Put these tick tubes down. It's been 4 years.
You've got to, like, trim your hedges or something. Like, what the hell?
Move to Manhattan.
What are you, like, walking through a bush when you open the door?
Right. Cut your grass, for Christ's sake.
It's time.
Yes. I planted this right in front of my front door.
Right.
Nice privacy.
Yeah, and trust me, I have, I got bit 6 times in 1 year. Okay?
Wow.
So since I've done this, we haven't gotten bit at all. Now, my brother lives in Vermont. And because I swear by these tick tube things, he tried it out. They were so bad in Vermont because they're in, you know, deep woods area.
Right. Plus deer and whatnot, yeah.
They couldn't leave the house without getting attacked. So what they did is they put
it's like a little gang.
Exactly.
With leather jackets,
right.
Ticks.
Right. The ticks say we're the bloodsuckers. How you doing?
Yeah, right. So anyways, they put the tick tubes around their house and immediately stopped getting bit around his house.
How does that affect pets, though? Like, I wouldn't want my dog to find that and chew it or something.
Well, that's why they put it inside the cardboard tube, so that the animal can't get, you know, our dogs and our kids and stuff won't get exposed to it.
Hmm.
And then you don't put it, you put it, like, in a wood pile under a bush. You know, someplace out of everybody's reach.
Out of their reach, yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, because the mice don't go out in the open in the middle of the yard.
No, they don't.
Go in the piles.
You don't see them sunbathing.
Unless it rains really hard, then they end up in my pool skimmer.
Right.
Ugh. Oh, right. No.
But then they're pretty much done by that point.
Gross.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I find them, they're normally dead.
Yes. And you kind of just look across them to the woods.
And if you don't want to have Lyme disease, you have to stop the ticks from getting big enough to get on you. And I really research this a lot, you know, and the only way to stop it is because every large tick that bites a human goes out and makes like 300,000 baby ticks.
Damn.
And lays them in the ground in your yard.
That's a lot of kids. How do you remember their names?
Yeah, birthday
cards. Birthdays.
Yeah, I know.
Christmas, forget about it.
That's hand-me-downs. You don't want to be the 3,000th baby.
Yeah, really.
Like, when you get the clothes.
You get nothing new.
Nothing new.
They're all shot. Not even style anymore, for Christ's sake. Oh, the only ticks are laughing at me.
3,000. Can you imagine?
It's disgusting.
Wow.
How long's that birth?
Right.
Like a machine gun.
It's like if you run into one of your kids, do you even know it's your kid?
Exactly, right. Maybe
it's like, yeah, you look familiar.
Phone number.
You end up dating your kid.
2250, how you doing?
Yeah, I have a feeling dad's not around either. Dad's like, I am out of here.
There's like a little tick cougar
3,000 kids.
Do they lay eggs?
Tick
cougar bar.
Yeah. He's kind of hanging out, wearing like the leopard skin, stuff like that, right. Long earrings, having a Mai Tai, and all of a sudden this other tick comes walking in. Hey, you're
Mai Tai.
Next thing you know, you find out you're with your mom, you know.
Those are little tiny, tiny Mai Tais.
Oh, that would be bad.
Exactly, right.
You pick up some tick at the bar, and
exactly,
then it turns out to be your mom.
Right, and worse, the tick has crabs, you know, so.
Kathy and Milford, you used to work for Sam and Drew here at the radio station?
Yes, back on Brian and Ruth's Heather show.
Wow. Can you pick up the phone or talking to the mouthpiece?
Are you disposed right now?
Oh, good morning. Okay, so my Lyme disease started just like everybody else's, but...
What's wrong with your phone?
Are you in the bathroom?
I need a new phone. Yes, oh.
See, now when you talk into it, you don't need a new phone.
It's so much better, actually.
Simone needs a new you.
So when I was talking to her off the air, she said she was going to change rooms because the dog was barking.
Oh.
I changed rooms again.
No, but when you talk into the mouthpiece, the phone works right.
Thank you. So my Lyme disease was like just like everyone else, but after about 12 years, you have to realize when you don't feel well, it's your spleen that helps your body to fight off diseases. Well, my Lyme disease started, it made my spleen need to be removed.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
But it wasn't very pretty.
You're spleenless.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. All right. So how long did you have it before they figured out you had it?
About 12 years.
There you go.
Yep.
12 years.
Early detection's a key, obviously.
I kept saying I had the flu, and they tried to treat me for the flu, and it wasn't the flu, and I had the big bullseye, and I had the rash and all that, and I did do the doxycycline, and then I had all the symptoms, and the symptoms made me crippling. So a lot of pain. I didn't want to use, pharmaceutical drugs. I chose to do it the natural method, and I still like to do the drops.
All right, but you're the classic example of early in the game, people would show up, fever, aches, and pains. They say, you have the flu. And then they treat you for that. And then you come back and you say, yeah, I still have these problems.
And
then
this.
They give you something else. Yeah. And it goes on for years. 12 years for her.
Right, and they find out,
and now you're permanently affected. You lost your spleen.
Yes.
Oh,
I can't get that back.
Still hard to diagnose, which is the problem.
That was in September, and it was Bridgeport Hospital. They were marvelous, and they tested me and everything. And, Lyme disease starts attacking our organs. Yes, it does.
Wow. And how old are you now?
59.
Wow. All right. And
I'd love to go back to work, too, but I got to heal.
Yeah.
What years were you at the radio station?
Towards the end of Bruce and Brian's show.
Oh, so like 2002?
A little earlier than that.
Okay. AJ and I started in...
1999?
Okay. Right. 1999. Yeah. All right. Okay. But, you know, Sam's no longer with us.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's a shame.
All right. Well, thank you.
I'd like to be working for your show, but because I had all those symptoms, I couldn't commit.
Well, you've heard AJ speak.
Yeah, really. Wait, what do you mean?
Honey, thank you.
All right. You're welcome here anytime, Kathy. Anytime.
Thank you so much. I'll bring you some good donuts. How's that?
Sounds good to me. You're in.
You're hired.
Thank you. Bye-bye, dear.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Have a good day.
You too.
Magic word. You dear.
Magic word
donut. What a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
Ugh. You feel for her.
12 years.
Until they figured it out. And then started the whole, we'll try this, we'll try that, we'll try this. Oh, and we're going to take your spleen out.
Exactly.
The damage is done by that point.
I'd say.
Oh, Lyme disease. I'll tell you, these ticks, it's a very serious thing. We talk about it every year, and we haven't this year until now because of coronavirus.
Yeah. Again, can we just kill all the ticks and mosquitoes? What purpose do they serve? None. They're just parasite bloodsuckers. I don't know. Science came up with some kind of like thing that kills off all the ticks. Right. How about some kind
of
disease that kills ticks?
A giant bag of blood out in the
tainted
yard.
Blood. Yeah. Tainted blood. Right.
Tainted blood.
Tainted blood. Don't drink this, please. It only kills the ticks and fleas. Yeah. But yeah, we killed.
I like how you get to the end and then you just say, yeah. And then you move on.
Hey, James Hiffa goes, yeah, too. So yeah. No one complained about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but that's your ending. Like, I'm not like going to do any more lines.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I hit it right there.
Right. You hit it.
No one to hit it and quit
you
it.
You end with a yeah.
Exactly right.
It's almost like a karate chop. Hi-ya.
Well, it's like a mic drop, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So, did it. Boom. Done.
Dropping the mic. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. But again, going back to that, do we need ticks? Do we need mosquitoes? Do we need fleas?
I don't think we do.
They don't do anything.
Can you Google ticks?
I mean, we don't do anything. Would the world end if a tick disappeared?
You know what? We got to be more specific. Like, what purpose do ticks serve?
Yes.
Right?
In the whole grant ecosystem. Yeah. I mean, how many guinea fowl do you know?
What?
None. None. I got Italian family down the street. That's about it. That's it.
That sounds like it should be a caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Guinea fowl from East Haven.
Fowl.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you been? Good. Hey, you look good. I got this cross over here with a rooster on it. How you been? Good?
Right.
That's funny. I like him.
Ticks serve as a food source for most reptiles, birds, and amphibians. They also help to control wild animal populations.
Yeah, but how many reptiles are they here in the Northeast?
Wait, how do they control wild animal populations? By killing them with Lyme disease?
I'm guessing killing them, yeah.
Wow, that's gross.
Exactly. So they're like little assassins, little blood-sucking assassins. That's all they're here for. And mosquitoes. What does a mosquito serve?
Right, that's
what
does another he do? One.
Same thing.
Because I'm sitting there getting
they're food. They're food for larger animals.
Well, can we get like something else? They'll eat something else.
Can we get a food that doesn't bother us?
I cannot go out in my backyard for 5 minutes without getting eaten alive.
You're that person.
I'm that person.
Because you're the person I want to be outside with.
Yes.
Because they're like, that's some good blood over there.
Ooh,
right.
Peep girl's out.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Eat sugar for breakfast.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
It's the sugar.
Exactly.
They won't leave me alone.
Yeah, like, when you see, like, you know, like mosquitoes, like fly all kinds of messed up. They take one by her, like, they fly in a straight line.
Right.
Fly like, all kinds of messed up.
Yeah.
They're sugared out.
Like they're a line of coke.
And they swell, too. I get, like, welts on my legs.
Like welts, like today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, the goalie for a dart team.
Jennifer's like that. If her and I will go outside at night.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God, these things are.
When you see them, like, smacking each other,
I'm like, are you doing a drum solo?
Like they're doing a hand jive. Hand jive. Hand jive. Yep. Like they're doing a Macarena.
What's wrong with you?
That's where Macarena came from.
Are you having a seizure? Just stop. Oh,
that's where the Macarena came from.
I gotta go inside.
I got a bit from a bug, a mosquito. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Like, hey,
a mosquito.
Yep.
Chaz, next spring, get her some lavender plants.
Lavender plants.
Keeps the mosquitoes away. We put them on our back deck at the beginning of the spring. We have not been bitten one time out there.
Are you serious?
100%.
Lavender plants.
Okay, keep in mind where I am, though.
Like, I'm telling you.
It's like saying, get some lavander plants.
Give it a shot.
Well, I live in Iraq. I live in the battleground.
We just napalm yards so there's nothing to live on.
All right, we'll start with yours.
Thank you. Easy. Yeah. There's no grass to cut. There's no trees to prune. Just no leaves to rake. Just napalm. Boom.
Not very pretty.
The ash looks very scenic this morning.
Exactly.
So if I'm God, mosquitoes bite geese and kill them.
Right.
Right? And also, you could eat lasagna, and lasagna would be health food.
Exactly, right. You get ripped abs.
Salad is where you find all your calories.
Exactly. Got saddlebags because of,
Right.
Because of salad. Salad saddlebags. See?
Yeah.
Works. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, it had a wind up.
Yeah. Sounds like a mosquito.
It does.
It sounds like a mosquito.
Swatter.
And then you went.
Swatter.
Right. Jason in Southington. All right,
well, yeah, so I spray for tick and mosquitoes for a company out of Southington. And out of the 3 years that I've been doing it, I've never had a tick on me at work.
We got to spray on you.
Well, why do you think that is?
You hold the spray can.
It's like you're a giant can of Raid walking through the yard.
Yeah, the wind changes, it gets on you. Do the math.
Right. No, we take the precautions to make sure I don't get any of the pesticide on me, though.
Right.
No, that's good.
Yeah, no. So it's like,
No, but when you pull up in a truck full of that stuff, you think the ticks are like, hey, that smells like good eating to me.
Exactly, right. No, they get the hell out of
here. Yeah.
They're like, run!
The stuff we spray is actually a repellent, too. So it's like when we spray your yard, we do like a barrier around the property. So it's like nothing even wants to come towards you.
How long does that last? How many heavy rainstorms can that endure?
The rain, I mean, once we spray the product, it's diluted with water before we spray it. We spray around the property, bushes, shrubs, all that stuff. And then as soon as it dries, the residual lasts for a good 3 weeks.
Oh, see.
Now, the heavy rain could possibly make it go away a little faster, but it's a pretty strong product.
Okay.
Yeah, I need
3 weeks.
Yeah.
How much is it for, I don't know, size yard, whatever, typical yard? one spray?
A typical yard, one spray. We usually come monthly for tick or for mosquitoes, and then bi-monthly for ticks. So one yard is usually about 75 plus tax.
That's not terrible.
No, that's okay. Not too bad. And I'll tell you what, it works great. I spray my yard every month, and me and my kids don't ever get bit.
See, I need
but you're not paying 75 bucks a month.
I need a repellent to get rid of, like, I need a repellent to get rid of folks come to my house trying to sell me, like, solar panels, things like that. Anything like that?
Solo panels?
Solar panels, yes. You hear me?
Yeah, like the little ones you sleep in the ground.
No, I really didn't. I mean, I did hear you, but I didn't understand.
You know what I meant? Solar panels. Yes.
No, I don't really think that stuff works. I mean, the bug zappers, the big lights, I think them work better than them stupid things just stick in the ground.
Right.
Stupid things.
But,
the bug zappers are fun, though.
When you hear pop.
Yeah. Well, they keep score.
There's a sense of satisfaction when you know the bug just exploded.
The June bugs are the best.
Like, screw
epic.
You.
Boom.
Yeah,
now,
or, no, what?
Really,
all right, now you're interrupting the comedy.
Shut up.
Thank you, Jason. No, when the big one gets in there. And
yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
that's
like
the best.
You just got the electric chair.
Get tired.
Boom.
Or moths. When moths hit.
And you see smoke coming off.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's good.
They like to hide my
when
hair.
When moths hit, like their wings go boom right off. It's awesome. You say just two wings going.
Yep. Oh, my God. You're like a human fly strip.
It's a problem.
Yeah, mosquitoes come after you.
Yeah,
the little bugs hide
in
your hair.
Those huge beetles hide in my hair, and I just feel like a little something-something. And I just scream and make Eric take it out. I can't.
Right.
I can't. They hide. They, like, nestle.
And then Eric screams.
They nestle.
You should probably hide. Throws a shoe at it.
You should probably hide in the house.
You should get a pet monkey to eat all the bugs out of your hair.
Ooh, nice. Dance monkey.
Okay.
There you go. See?
Absolutely.
Okay. Or teach Darby.
Sign me up.
Teach Darby.
I forgot. Somebody came on the show, and they were promoting this, and I still have both of mine.
Oh.
The tennis racket.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a
tennis racket.
It's a zapper.
It's a bug zapper.
It's a bug zapper.
Yeah,
and you swing and hit them. It's the best.
The most fun.
And it hurts like hell when you get. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So we'll play trivia at the house with those.
Right.
Sure.
Oh you get.
Get the answer right.
Learn really fast to get it right.
Exactly.
Even on like the back of your hand where it's not super sensitive, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah,
no,
it hurts.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
You scream.
Brandy in Cheshire.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
I got this problem for your mosquitoes and your ticks. That's all natural. My sister, she works out in the boonies, and she was going to give my fiance and I, because she has them, bat houses.
Yep, I was going to say bat house. My sister did the same
thing. When were you going to say it? Because we've been talking about this for over an hour.
It just made me think of it.
You were going to say it when we got off the air or, like, tomorrow?
When Goose Boy mentioned a phone call was coming in, yes.
Okay, sorry. Brandy, go ahead.
All right. So bat houses. The bats, they prefer moths and beetles. So if you have those, then fine. But they'll eat, from what I've read, up to like 1,000 mosquitoes an hour. And you can buy them anywhere. You can. They're like $20 over at Home Depot. You
wait,
order
but then
them.
You have
but
bats.
Already, yeah. Wait, but wait. I already see bats flying around. Why would I need a bat house? It seems like they're making their own.
Well, you're looking, you're either going to have your mosquito problem and spray for $75 a month, or you can have the bats just hanging out, eating all the mosquitoes for
remember,
you won't have to worry about it. My sister's out in the boonies, and she doesn't have any mosquitoes at all. She loves it. That's why she was going to buy
a bunch of fat bats.
But do you risk having them fly into your head?
I don't know. I don't know if that's ever happened
they have excellent radar.
I would definitely take a bat house, big time, yeah.
You would?
I would, yeah. Eat the mosquitoes, big time, yeah.
But
it's natural.
Bats.
The only problem is a pain in the ass, because my sister had it in her house. You have to put it in a certain position in the house, in the shade, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so complicated.
It's
I'm like,
screw
this, yeah.
So you need a professional to do it.
Or at least know what you're doing. Yeah, these little bat. It looks almost like a one of those like
I'm Batman.
You know, a mailbox you put against a house.
It's like a birdhouse, but
no, it's not a birdhouse.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like a birdhouse,
like a mailbox. Yeah, and it's weird looking. You're supposed to put like the coolest part of the house in the eve, and yada yada.
You could put it on the border of your property. You don't have to have it on your house,
but it can't be in sunlight. I know that.
Yeah. And then when the sun goes down, you know, whatever, you're inside or camping out, you can watch them all.
They'll come out,
little pesky pests. And the other thing, for ticks, possums. Yeah. The
that lady mentioned possums.
What am I going to do? Where do I buy possums? And then when I release them, can I tell them to stay on my property?
Exactly, right. You put an invisible fence.
Just eat the bugs right here.
Invisible fence.
You got to put out some cat or dog food. That's how they catch them in the traps.
Oh, yeah. All right. Because everyone's been telling me not to do that because of the bear.
Well, the bears get hungry, too. So if you put them out in the woods, you know, just put them on the edge of your property, feed them, feed the bears, feed a little bit of everything. You won't have any issues over there.
Not in a million years.
Ashley, you shake your head every single thing that's mentioned.
Because possums and bats are significantly larger than mosquitoes and ticks, not to mention the other kinds of animals that the food would attract.
Bats are tiny, and you don't even barely see them.
When Brandy says put cat food and dog food out, I'm like, okay, so now I'll have a bear walking in my backyard.
Or raccoons, more likely,
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably have some raccoons, too, but not to say that they're not out there anyway.
But the bat house is a good idea for the mosquitoes. For the mosquitoes, a bat house is a good idea. It's just so freaking complicated to put one up.
We heard you 10 times say that. Things. I'm sure you can get a professional to do it.
Yeah, you could do that.
We're a little sassy today. Sorry,
I know.
I think you should get a bat house.
I'm a little scared.
Here's the deal with bats, right? So if you have a swimming pool or an in-ground and it's lit, that thing, you'll see it at night, will have, like, all the mosquitoes are, like, trying to get the light, but there's water. So they're just kind of flying atop of the water.
Yeah.
So you go in your pool at night.
Yeah.
The bat, you'll see the bats are skimming the water.
Yeah.
They swoop down.
Yep.
There was one night I was in the pool. I went underwater. I came up, and a bat just missed my face.
Hell no.
You were telling about that.
That thing, if it didn't turn, like, whatever it did.
Yeah. It'll poke your eye out.
I would have had bat in the face.
They would have had a mustache.
bat in the face.
I would probably wait. I would wait a month or so before I went out there. Let the bats do their thing, because going in an in-ground pool, we have our in-ground pool. We have all those beetles.
Brandy, do you hear what you're saying? You're telling me to do something so I could go outside, but when I do it, I can't go outside. Do you hear what you're saying?
Just for a month.
And then you're saying put food out there that will attract bears. Okay. So now I cured the mosquito problem, but a bear just ripped my arm off.
If you put a nice hero sandwich
on. I can't even itch myself.
Brandy, just don't ever into this.
You could still do the show with one arm, though, right? I mean, you know,
You're right.
You're good. You got another arm. You got two legs. You're good.
You're right.
Right. You're very handy.
All right.
Thank you, Brandy.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.